This is Anna Karmu with UN News. An Ebola virus outbreak in the Democratic Republic of the Congo has already killed more than 1,700 people since last August, but communities there are more worried about measles and basic services, says the World Health Organization, or WHO. In an interview with UN News' Daniel Johnson, Dr. Margaret Harris explains how the added focus on DRC, since the outbreak was declared an international emergency earlier this week, could be an opportunity to do much more to help people in the longer term.
So unfortunately, some information that was really essentially background discussion managed to get into a Uganda Ministry of Health SITREP that was posted on a website that does belong to WHO. So it was misunderstood as an official report. It was not. So the main concern is there was conjecture in that report that this woman had travelled to Rwanda while she was ill. This did not happen.
So she only went to Uganda. Unfortunately, she was very, very sick.
That's correct. And we are very, very concerned about that trip. She was very sick. She vomited during the trip. So we have identified all the people who may have come into contact with her while she was symptomatic. And we are now monitoring them. We're also vaccinating them.
Have you got sufficient funds to follow up on all of those contacts? Because that was something that Tedros, the head of the WHO, the World Health Organization, was saying. He's saying if we don't get the money, we don't get the contact tracing.
We've certainly been operating with a major funding gap. We've been operating up until July with a funding gap of $50 million, at least $50 million. We're now looking at costing the next 6 months of work, and we know we have to do sustained work for the next 6 months to get on top and stop this virus transmission of Ebola. And in order to do that, we definitely need a large injection of funds.
Since the Ebola outbreak was declared an international public health emergency, what's been the response of the world? There were fears that it would lead to DRC being shut down, shut out. What's happening? Are you seeing more support after the declaration of this international public health emergency?
So far, while the world has certainly stood up and taken notice, and that is one reason for declaring the public health emergency of international concern, we've seen positive support and positive interest to date, and we really hope that continues.
Now, you're going back to DRC on Sunday. What's the first thing you're going to do?
First thing I'm going to do is talk to all my colleagues, but really find out where we are with the community. The most important thing is working with the community and finding a way to build the trust that we have still failed to gain.
Why is that?
It's an interesting question. When you meet people there, they are wonderful. They are very welcoming. They listen to what you say. But the impression I have is that they have suffered so much. They have suffered so much from...
It's not just Ebola, is what you're saying. They need help in all sorts of other areas.
Exactly right. So while they say, yes, Ebola is interesting, it's not top of their agenda. They'd like good roads. They'd like clean water. They'd like to know that their children can reach their fifth birthday and not die from measles. We've seen a massive measles outbreak in DRC, and while we're vaccinating, it still is, in fact, for people, a bigger problem. They see it as a bigger problem than Ebola. And we need to work on all those things, not simply Ebola.
Last question, is there any chance that that might happen, the long-term sustainability of Eastern DRC in particular, given that it's got all of these problems, armed groups, infrastructure problems, health center problems? What's going to happen after the outbreak is hopefully dealt with and the country is left to its own devices?
Well, that's what we must not do. We're here now. This is an opportunity to do much more good. That we can see why it was difficult, because all these other problems existed. So it's the time to do our utmost to fix them and not just leave when Ebola's over.